Our text this evening is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Hear now the word of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let me read that again. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Well, this scripture was requested by Deacon Renner a couple weeks ago. I encouraged anyone that may want to make a special request while I delay going back to Numbers and Matthew a while longer till we're all back together through some vacation time. And so he asked for this scripture to be preached. And as I do, I'd like to get a sense of what was the interest for it. And here's what he shared with me. He said, "This is one of my favorite verses because of how it so well describes what happened to myself. How that one day I'm hating everything and everyone in regard to the gospel, and the next day I'm loving everything and everyone in regard to the gospel. Truly a work of the Holy Spirit. Wow." And capital W, capital O, capital W, two exclamation points. It was an email. "Praise the Lord!" Exclamation point, indeed. You might recall how he shared when we had our storytelling time. We were mostly sharing just silly stories, fun things to enjoy together. But he had a really beautiful testimony. He shared the story of how he was brought to the Lord. We'll think about that a little bit in our message tonight. And I didn't know some of the details he shared then, and I wish I could recall them more distinctly to give more to you, but I think one thing that is really important is notice how he says, "I used to hate everyone related to the gospel." And when he tells you the story, I mean, he's not exaggerating. He really hated the gospel, and he hated those bearing the gospel in the name Christian in the workplace. And now he doesn't. And he relates differently to people and to Christ. And that is really the context, actually, of this verse. I did preach this text a few years ago, and the context of being a new creature is how we are able to relate, the way we have relations compared to the way we used to. And it's a stark contrast between how he related once and then how he related differently. I'll remind you, when you look at this verse in its context, although we'll hone in on it a little bit this evening, the idea is Christians are new creatures in Christ who have new relations and new ways of relating with them. Everything's new. They're new creatures. They have a new group of people to relate to. They have a new way of relating to these people, certainly also how they relate to others. But they're new. The ministry of reconciliation is a completely new way of relating. And we know that just thinking about who we are in our old ways. We know that in terms of how we see the old world that's passing away. You know, reconciliation is not really something that happens much, and it is certainly not a ministry of the world. It's a ministry of the church. The way we relate is completely transformed. And it is something to behold. I love it when the Bible says, "Behold, take a look at that." You know, I encourage you to hear this verse and take a look at yourself. You know, can't help but think, you know, you get that new suit or that new dress. Look in the mirror. Look at that new hairstyle you have, and behold, you look different. You are different. You've been made new. You got a new look. You got a new attitude. And it isn't a passing thing. It's this lasting thing, unlike the way you were before. Behold. Marvel in it. Be thankful. The message for you this evening: behold, God makes everything new in you. I mean, everything we're going to see in the text. Behold, look around, look at everything he's doing. Oh, there's degrees of newness and change in different parts of our life, but God has made us new, and he's making all things new in you. God has made you a new person. Whenever that was, when you were regenerated and renewed, God made you a new person. Children, if you know the Lord from an early age, it's true that at some point before he regenerated you, you were an old man, old woman in the world. And had God not regenerated you, you wouldn't want to be here. You would not cooperate with your parents, and you would not worship God from your heart. God has made you a new person. When I lived in Pittsburgh a number of years ago now, Three Rivers Stadium, right on the, they call it Three Rivers because these two rivers meet together and form the Ohio, and they go out, and the Three Rivers Stadium was right there overlooking the city. It was a big circle, and actually you really couldn't see the city from it. It was an enclosed circle. It was pretty old for modern standards, and at one point they were building the new Heinz Field right next to it, and it was something to behold that when it was ready, they blew the old Three Rivers Stadium up. They just completely blew it up. It just, you know, they hire those amazing engineers that know how to make the thing implode, and it's totally gone. It is not there anymore. It was so close to the other building, it was amazing. Only one window broke on the new building, but they just completely demolished it. It's as if it doesn't exist. It's not there anymore. And this new Heinz Field is such a beautiful facility. It's got this great opening overlooking the city. It's so much better. It really serves the same function, but it has a completely different look, a completely different view, and a completely different experience for those who go to enjoy it. I mention that because the Greek word for creature, as you look at some of the lexicons, kind of has the idea of building a new foundation, building a foundation. You see, the old foundation, you and your sinful ways, has been completely demolished. I mean, you have to deal with your old man in a sense, but, you know, positionally before the Lord, your old man's gone. It's not who you are anymore. It's not your identity. You've been given a completely new identity. The new foundation is in Christ. If you are in Christ, it says, all things are new. Old things passed away. If you are in Christ, then your new foundation is being in Christ with him directing your ways. The old Geneva Bible notes says this: God creates in us both the will to will well and the power to do well. A little bit of a tongue twister worth repeating. Let me repeat that slowly. God creates in us both the will to will well and the power to do well. Remember again, Psalm 110, Messianic Psalm, a willing people in the day of Jesus Christ. We're not willing. As you know, we're starting last week in the confession in the evening studies, free will. There is free will, but we only free will to do. We only freely will to do what we are capable of willing. And until God puts his holiness in us in Christ, we only will to do wickedness. We are incapable of wanting to do anything else. We freely and we want to do evil, but that's all we do because that's only we're capable of wanting. Jesus puts a new heart in us. He changes our volition. He makes us want to do well. He gives us the power to act upon that will. Colossians 3, verses 9 and 10 speaks about it like this: ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You've been recreated. You have the same body, the same soul, but you've been awakened. The light's been turned on. Everything's different. You look at everything different. You see everything differently. You look at yourself. You look at God. You look at the world. You look at one another differently than you did before. You have the old man put off, you have the new man put on. And so in Ephesians 4, a parallel scripture, a little bit more of an imperative: therefore put off the old man and put on the new man. Because the old man's passing away, our scripture tells us. He's passing away. The idea in the text is it's fading away. It's a distant, more and more in the back mirror, you know. Or you could maybe think about it as something like sand. It's a sand statue. The wind and everything's just wasting it away. It's going away. But you as the new person can't be wasted away. Put on more of him. Or you can think about it as this: new wineskins for new wine. That's what you are. Not everyone is. You know, Christ, speaking of that to the scribes and Pharisees, is criticizing them as being fake, not truly wholehearted loving the Lord, and therefore they are not capable of holding the gospel when he comes. They're old wineskins. They will crack with that new wine. But God, by his grace, has made you new wineskins, so you can receive the new wine of Christ, and it can ferment and grow within that new wineskin. You're able to stretch and receive this grace. Beloved, rejoice that you can say, I once was lost, but now am found. I once was blind, but now I see. Or, as the prodigal son was said of him by his father, he was dead. Now he's alive. And that really is what it's about, isn't it? We were all dead in our trespasses and sins. And we've been made alive. We've been spiritually resurrected. We've been given a completely new life and way of life. And this new life affects everything about you, all things. Isn't that glorious? Again, it'll be leaven. You don't always know what's going on. You'll see over time. It's actually affecting everything. Isn't that glorious to consider? Everything in your life, everything about you, the leaven of heaven is affecting. And that kingdom of heaven leaven, remember, will leaven the whole lump. You positionally, again, you've already been made completely new in your relation to God through Christ. But in Christ, he's continuing to renew you in all things. Especially, he is renewing you in how you relate to all those things around you, all those people around you. You see, God gave you new relationships, and God gave you a new way of relating. And that's the context of this verse again. God gave you a new relationships, starting with him through Christ, and a new way of relating. God has made you a new person, and God gave you new relationships and a new way of relating. And isn't it glorious to consider we can keep growing in the way we relate? We can keep growing in the new person we are. We can keep learning how to relate better. We can keep putting off the old man that likes to fight. We can start to put on more and more of the new man that likes to make peace. And so I can't help but think of that amazing story of Ron's conversion. He hated his coworker. I mean, the way he wants to emphasize and share that, I mean, he could not stand him. He was like a thorn in his side. And I didn't remember, if he did share this before, I didn't remember, or he hadn't shared with me before, that he actually tried to get him fired. I mean, can you imagine? You know, I mean, this guy was actually really getting persecuted for his faith. He was trying to get him fired. Later, he was invited by Ron to share the gospel. And when Ron was converted by God's grace, they became dear friends. Wow. You know, I mean, that's what this is talking about. I hated you, and now I love you. What happened? It's like overnight, you know. God did a marvelous work of regeneration. And it makes everything different. It makes everything completely new. He never went to church. Never had any plan of darkening the doorstep of a church. And now look at him. What is it, 40, 50 years later? You know, I mean, he loves going to church. Nothing could stop him. He loves to come and worship the Lord and be with his people. He doesn't get it when others won't. I mean, what a difference. That, again, is the context. Our being a new creature is that we are part of new relationships in Christ. When we are in Christ, we are now in the body of Christ. We've been made citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We've been made children of the family and household of God. We were enemies with God. We've been made children of God. We've been given brethren in the church. Those whom we used to consider enemies are now our brethren. Everything has changed. Everything has become something entirely different and new. And it just can keep improving in its newness. In Christ, the body, we have a new ability to reconcile. And certainly that's an area we all need to keep growing in and renewing in. But the glorious thing is, we are enabled to. We have been made new creatures. We are capable of relating differently with people, especially the brethren, and we are capable of having the ministry of reconciliation. We are capable of forgiving. We are capable of showing mercy. We are capable of not holding grudges. We are capable to communicate with one another and work out our problems. I know. Maybe you're thinking with me sometimes, are we? Do we see that in the church? I think we see that in this church. Do we see it in the world? Not so much, because that's not of the world. It's of Christ. Let us keep growing in this new ability, these new relationships we have in being the new family that we have in God. Matthew Henry writes this: the renewed man acts from new principles, by new rules, with new ends, and in new company. That's the other thing. I consider my own life and how the Lord worked new things in my life, and I changed the company that I kept by His grace. And that made a lot of all things new for me. You have new company. You know, my life wasn't about the church. It became about the church. Again, Matthew Henry, the renewed man acts from new principles, by new rules, with new ends, and in new company. And again, a new way of relating with this new company. Beloved, you have a new heart. You have a new name, Christian. Revelation 2:17 and 3 verse 12 says He's put a new name on you. You have a new identity. No longer rebel rousers, but reconcilers. You have a new family. You have a new song to sing, as we sang in our Psalms, as many of the Psalms speak of, as is spoken in Revelation 5, verse 9 and 14, verse 3. Again, not that we write new words, but we have a new heart, and our hearts now become the instruments of the praise of the Lord. When they didn't sing one note for Him before. I mean, seriously. People do not sing unto the Lord if they've not been made new. But isn't it glorious to have a new song in your heart, to have the, as if it's a new song, because you are singing it as if you've never sung it before. And more as you grow in the Lord in your newness of life, walking with Him in newness of life, it's so glorious to see these things. Your future is based upon your present, as described in Revelation 21, verse 5. The future, but based on your present. The former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Isn't that glorious? We do not have to stay in our old ways. Isn't that glorious? We are not imprisoned by the old man. He's passing away. We have a new man and new ways all the time with new mercies every morning. Isn't it something to think I can get up in the morning and I have new mercies because of His great faithfulness? I have new joy in the morning to sing His songs anew. I can reset and restart every morning and build from there. I can create new lifestyles, new patterns, new trajectories because of who I am in Christ, a new person. The old is passed away. The new has come. Behold, take a look at yourself, brethren. Behold this beautiful, beautiful thing. Sinclair Ferguson, I believe, and I've shared the story before, or even Wednesday night, it's worth repeating. I think of it related to Elder Renner's story. if not him, Derek Thomas, or one of them sharing about the other story. I'm sorry I couldn't find it when I was searching for it. I've heard audio lectures or sermons about it. Whichever one it was describes a man, I believe in Scotland or Wales, who had been going to their church and then came up to the pastor or the elders, the leadership of the church, and said, "Wow, I love all the new things you're doing. Your sermons, they're not long anymore, and I'm getting so much out of them, and you're picking so much better songs. I just love singing them now. I love all this new stuff." And they said to him, "Brother, we have not changed anything. It's the same kind of sermons. It's the same songs we sing. What's the difference? The reality is you have been changed by God. You have been saved. So now you sing and you listen in Christ and related to the church as your family. All things are new for you now. Everything's like the first time you've done it. Everything's like a new experience because you have been made a new creature." Truly something to see. May the Lord bless us to see that more in every one of us. And may the Lord bless us to see him bring new people here to become new creatures, that we may behold the joy of watching them grow in the newness of who they are and walking in newness of life with the Lord. Behold. God makes everything new in you. This is the message for you this evening. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Revelation 21, verse 5, the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Beloved, indeed, God makes everything new in you. Let's thank him. Father in heaven, Father of mercies and comfort, Father of lights, thank you for shedding your light in our heart. Thank you for making we who were dead alive. Thank you for taking us out of the world and bringing us into your kingdom. Thank you for making we who were blind to see. We who were deaf to hear. We who hated you and your people to love you and our brethren. Let us recognize that we've been given new relations and we've been given a new ability to relate. Let us not go to the old patterns of our old man. Let us put on the new man more and more. Let us put on Christ. Let us have the ministry of reconciliation in new ways. Confident to enter in such work as ambassadors of Christ. Because you have worked a new work in our life. You have given us a new heart. You've put a new song on our heart. You've given us a new identity, a new name. All things are new. Continue to renovate us, O Lord. Help us to keep changing and growing in this newness. Out with the old, in with the new. By your grace and your power, for your glory, we pray these things, and all your people said, Amen.